Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Sorry for Not Being Sorry. We're going to talk about AOC and her explanation of why crime is up in New York City. I could not believe what she said, but I'm going to play it for you so you can hear it. It is absolutely ridiculous. Let's go ahead and listen to that, and then we'll pick it back up.
I think there's something about this uptick in crime. Let me make something super clear for everyone here having this question. The New York City Police Department has not been defunded. Even with these budgetary changes that were proposed in City Council, A, they're not fully enacted. B, they aren't a real $1 billion in cuts. And C, it's not really, these cuts aren't really real. And again, they haven't even happened yet. Literally have not even happened yet. So keep in mind that this uptick in crime that's happening right now is with a $6 billion New York City Police Department budget. So our $6 billion, up to $11 billion, but our $6 billion budget has not prevented this uptick in crime. We have funded more and more. We have shoved more and more and more money every single year into the NYPD, $6 billion. And it has not prevented this uptick in crime. So why, but let's back up. Why is this uptick in crime happening? Let's really think about it. Well, this uptick in crime, you know, the NYPD themselves have told a story that's disproven by their own data. At first, the NYPD, they went out and they said, okay, this uptick in crime is happening because of bail reform, because of all of these reforms that we had now. Wait, but they just released data a couple weeks ago that showed that out of almost all the people who have been found to have kind of committed crimes, et cetera, almost none have been re-released due to the bail reform. Like, their actual crime data from the NYPD, not even independent data, disproves what they're own saying. So why is this uptick in crime happening? Well, let's think about it. Do we think this has to do with the fact that there's record unemployment in the United States right now? The fact that people are at a level of economic desperation that we have not seen since the Great Recession? Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night. Maybe it's the fact that unemployment provisions have not been given to everyone. Maybe it's because of the fact that some people still haven't gotten their stimulus checks yet.
Wow. Okay. Crime rates are up in New York because people are stealing bread or people haven't got their stimulus check yet. Are you kidding me? Okay. So she's saying that the police have not been defunded yet, but it's coming. I mean, the wheels are already in motion. That's going to happen all over the United States until people realize that we actually do need law enforcement. But what she's not pointing out is, across the United States, police retirement is at an all-time high. Also, police officers are walking off the job. So, your crime rate is up because your departments do not have the manpower to do their job. Now, do I believe that there's bad cops? Yes, we're human beings. There's bad in everything. But there's also good cops. And the good cops are literally walking off the job because their hands are being tied. They're being told to stand down. And they're expected to stand there and watch things happen. They are expected to go against the oath that they took when they became a police officer. Do I believe that there's things that can be done to make law enforcement better? Absolutely. But let's look at the overall picture right now. Crime rate is up because you don't have the law enforcement to cover all the areas. We're not talking about people stealing bread. We're talking about people stealing high-end merchandise for greed. Do I empathize for the people that are struggling today that do steal bread so they can feed their child? 100%. Are they breaking the law when they steal the bread? Yes. If you go into a place of business and you take something without the permission of the owner or without paying for it, you stole it. You have committed a crime. But that is not what's happening in New York City. Violent crimes are up. People are killing each other because there's no one to enforce the law. Now, I was just fixing to read an article. Well, it's more of just like a press release from Como. I'll go ahead and read it now. Let's see here. The headline is Como dismisses AOC's claims about NYC crime uptick and rent. It's factually impossible. Yeah, she said that people are stealing because they're afraid to pay their rent. All right, let's see what it says here. Governor Como on Monday disputed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez her theory that rent struggles could be to blame for the city's recent crime wave, calling the suggestion factually impossible. Como took aim at the Democratic congresswoman representing parts of Queens and the Bronx after he was asked during a press briefing in Manhattan about her claim over the weekend that the crime spike could be connected to New Yorkers having a hard time making rent amid the coronavirus pandemic. It is factually impossible that somebody committed a crime so they could pay their rent, the governor said, noting that the recent crime uptick is dominated by shootings and other violent offenses. The governor also argued Cortez's reasoning isn't sound because he has signed legislation, specifically the Tenant Safe Harbor Act and executive orders ensuring New Yorkers can't be kicked out of their homes for not being able to pay rent during the pandemic. He carries on. If you cannot pay your rent, you cannot be evicted right now, he said. As to the cause of the crime wave, Como said, there's a number of contributing factors. There's no one factor. A spokeswoman for Cortez did not immediately return a request for comment on Como's remarks. Cortez first floated her theory during a virtual town hall event over the weekend. Okay, so Como, who I despise as much as I do Cortez, totally shot her down, stating you cannot be evicted from your home in New York during the pandemic. Okay. Also, what was it that he said? Let me scroll back down here. Oh, yeah. Noting that the recent crime uptick is dominated by shootings and other violent offenses. Not stealing bread. Not stealing stuff to feed their kids. It is dominated by violence. Why is this woman in office? And why does anybody listen to anything she says? She never, ever speaks facts. This is what I'm talking about when I say we live on our feelings and not facts. She is the prime example with this rhetoric. But did you notice that she's trying to blame police? She's blaming the police departments for crime being up, when she is for defunding the police department. And again, like I said a little while ago, police retirement is at an all-time high. And police officers are also walking off the job. This is just like saying that we should have gun control. This is a prime example of why we should not have our guns taken away from us. The criminals are still gonna be criminals. But yet, let's blame the police. I'm honestly getting to the point that I think AOC opens her mouth in hopes of getting more hits on Twitter and Facebook than she is actually doing her job. I mean, remember, what was the first thing she did when she was, well, she thought she was getting inaugurated in, but when she was sworn in, what was one of the first things she did? Shut down Amazon from coming to her district. 19,000 jobs. You want to talk about high unemployment, AOC? You destroyed 19,000 jobs from coming to your district. And why? Because Amazon was going to get a multi-million dollar tax cut that you thought was real money, and you were wanting to use it for other good causes. You didn't even know what a tax cut was. You thought it was money in the bank. How do you have your job? I pray the people in your district vote you out. Thank God you can only serve 2 years. Or, well, re-elections every 2 years. This is also the woman that wanted to spend trillions of dollars of your money, American citizens, your money, trillions of it, for the Green New Deal Act. Which is pretty much saying that she was going to get rid of cow farts. What does that do? How do we get rid of the cow farts? We shut down cattle ranches. Millions and millions of dollars in our economy because she said that cow farts are bad for the environment. She wanted to take away millions of dollars from the economy and spend trillions of dollars for her Green New Deal Act. Cattle ranches around the United States would be gone. And she claims that crime is up in New York because people are on unemployment, can't pay their rent, and they have to steal bread. Who was encouraging New Yorkers to stay at home when the quarantine started getting lifted? I'm pretty sure it was AOC. She was begging and pleading with New Yorkers to stay at home. So these people that listen to her are struggling right now. They don't want to go back to work because they believe her. Not because they're not hard workers. She has done nothing for her district. Absolutely nothing. Let's talk about immigration. I'm all for anybody from anywhere in the world that wants to come to the United States. All for it. Come on. But do it legally. She believes that borders should be torn down and that we should give free health care to illegal immigrants, not American citizens. Illegal immigrants. Now, are there immigrants here that came here because they fled their homes from tyrannical government? Yep. Does that justify being here illegally? Nope. That doesn't. There is nothing in place that says you can cross the border anywhere you want, become an American citizen by just stepping on our land. Try that in any other country. Just pick one. Try to go into their country illegally. You'll be lucky to be alive. They will hunt you down. They will imprison you. And if they don't kill you, eventually they'll deport you. But in America, according to AOC, we should tear down the borders, put up welcome signs, and then give them free health care. But don't worry about American citizens that are living on the streets. Look around. look at these districts that these leftist radicals are over. There's tent cities everywhere. They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything for the people in their districts. American citizens. Legal citizens of the United States. We're expected to bow down to people wanting to come into our country illegally and give them free stuff. And we can't even take care of our brothers and sisters right here in our own country. How is that right? Do I hate the fact that people in other countries are being treated the way they are? Absolutely. Nobody deserves to live under dictatorship. I mean, our country ain't in the greatest shape right now. You know, we're a republic, but it sure ain't being ran that way. And what kills me on the immigration is illegal immigrants want to flee here to run away from their tyrannical government to live under our tyrannical government. This makes no sense. How are people like her allowed to go on social media platforms and say whatever they want with no consequences? Yes, we have freedom of speech. But who is challenging her? You know, I know Mike Huckabee called her out. Cuomo called her out. But that's all that's done. She would lie to your face to try to make herself sound good. And she wouldn't blink an eye doing it. Okay, that's enough about that story with AOC. I want to tell you guys about the situation that happened here recently in Chattanooga. And if you want to read more about it, it is on News Channel 12's website. During the protests, two people stole the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department's flag and burned it at Miller Park. They were arrested. Actually, warrants were issued, and from what I heard, I think they turned themselves in. So, yeah, I think they agreed to turn themselves in. But let me read a little bit from News Channel 12 here. Marie Mott and Cameron Williams have been released from the Hamilton County Jail after receiving charges from Chattanooga Police and the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office. Williams said, "I felt like it was a move politically based, most likely because of pressure put on law enforcement agencies." Williams says the overall support from the community since his release has been eye-opening. He continues, "We're all reinvigorated, remotivated, and encouraged to continue to do the work of the people, for the people, by the people." Let me say this. Yes, when you were protesting, you were exercising your constitutional right of the people, for the people, by the people. Sorry, that's my dog shaking her head. When you stole property and burnt it, you left your constitutionally protected activity of protesting by committing a crime. Now I get it. Emotions get going at protest. You got a lot of people gathered together for the same cause to raise awareness. But that does not give us the right to break the law. You stole property and you destroyed it. That is breaking the law. I support anybody who wants to protest a cause. Anybody. I don't have to agree with the reasoning of your protest, but I will support the fact that you have the constitutional right to protest. But where I draw the line is when you break the law. You are no longer protesting. You are committing criminal acts. Now, he said that it could have been politically motivated. I don't think it was. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. I think that the police were looking for you for breaking the law. And rightfully so. Because if you're claiming that you're protesting, then that means you're not breaking the law. You are exercising your constitutional right. But then, when you cross the line, it's over. And I mean, seriously, you stole the sheriff's department's flag and burn it. They're coming for you. I mean, I don't see anybody getting away with that. I hope the punishment isn't too harsh for you guys. I really do. I mean, like I said, emotions get going. We're human beings. I get it. I do. But if you're going to protest, don't break the law. That's why I do not support rioting. That is not protesting. Rioting is not protesting. Rioting is vandalism, destruction of property. You are not proving any kind of point by burning city blocks down. And part of the reason that they took the flag and they burned it was because of the man from Ohio that was beaten 26 times by a police officer with his baton. The footage that I've seen, these police officers should be arrested. And they should be charged. They broke the law. Police officers are not above the law. They swore an oath to protect the Constitution, not use it to do what they want. I've seen several of the dash cam videos when they were online. I don't know if they still are, but from what I saw, it was at least five police officers, and one of them beat that man with his baton, striking him 26 times. If you are a police officer and you cannot do your job lawfully, then you need to leave. If you are a police officer and you cannot place someone under arrest, put them in handcuffs by yourself, let alone with five other officers, without beating them, you do not deserve to wear the badge. Plain and simple. You should not be in law enforcement. Go get a desk job, do something else. But do not put on that badge and act like you're protecting your community, which really protecting the community is not your job. Your job is to enforce the law, and the law is the Constitution. And the thing that burns me more than anything is when I hear them, oh, it was for officer safety. Officer safety. What about our safety? And that's the other part. I get so sick of hearing cops saying, well, it's my job to protect the community. No, it's your job to enforce the law. I protect myself. I don't need someone to protect me. And if I do, if I need help protecting myself, I'll call you. But beating a man 26 times with a baton, you're not a cop. You're a criminal. And you deserve the punishment that's given to you. And I hope every one of you officers that were at that scene face justice. There is absolutely no reason for someone to be struck 26 times with a baton by a police officer. Absolutely no reason. But yet it happens over and over and over again. Which brings me to this point. All this talk is going on about defunding police departments. Everybody thinks it's going to get better. You know, I mean, AOC, going back to AOC, you know what she says about defunding the police? It's going to make the United States look like the suburbs again. I didn't make that up. I'm dead serious. She said that. It's going to make America like the suburbs. Peace, love, and harmony, people. Because criminals only do criminal acts because police officers are out on the streets. That's the only reason why people commit crime. You take the police away, everybody's going to stop breaking the law. Haven't y'all figured that out yet? I don't see how you haven't. So is defunding the police the right way to go to fix this issue? I don't think so. I think we should take away their qualified immunity. That way they can't hide behind the department. That officer that killed George Floyd does not have qualified immunity. He is on his own. And rightfully so. But let's look at that. If you take qualified immunity away from police officers, you're going to have less cops walking around acting like Billy Badass, thinking that they can do whatever they want, no consequences. But now, hey, you don't have qualified immunity. So when you beat a civilian, you are held accountable for that. Not the department. You. And when that person sues, they sue you, not the taxpayers. That is a huge, huge problem that we have with police today. Qualified immunity. Civilians don't get qualified immunity. Why should they? They should be held to a higher standard because they took an oath to protect our Constitution. But yet they get treated like they're above the law a lot of the times because they get to hide behind the badge. There should be way more training involved to become a police officer than what there is. 6 weeks is not enough. There is way too much responsibility with that job. You are training to be a public servant. You should know the laws that you are being held to uphold. I mean, think about how many times people have to go to court because a cop didn't know the law. You know, they like to tie you up with, well, you're loitering, you're trespassing. These are easy little things for them to jam you up. You know, if you're on private property and they don't have a warrant or they don't have power of attorney of that property, they cannot trespass you. You can only be trespassed by the owner of the property. And in order for law enforcement to have jurisdiction to step in, is if you are asked to leave the property by the owner and you refuse to do so. At that time, you are now trespassing. Law enforcement can be called and they can cite you for trespassing because you have refused to leave private property. I know I just kind of went on a rabbit hole about that, but anyway. It's just an example. You know, you go on YouTube and watch these videos, man, and it sickens me to see that there's more police out there that would rather lie and jam you up than do their job. Again, are there good police officers? Sure. And there's bad ones too. And you know what I think? I think if you take away the qualified immunity, you're going to start weeding out the bad ones. Because the good ones don't want to get mixed up in that. If you're a good cop, and there's an officer putting his knee in somebody's neck, choking him to death, do you want to be being held as an accessory to murder? Because that's what's going to happen to you without qualified immunity. You going to stand there and watch another officer beat a man with a baton? No. Because you're just as guilty as he is. And you have no qualified immunity. I think better education for police officers is priority number one. Number two, take away their qualified immunity. Hold them accountable individually. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of change. But with defunding the police departments, we're going to get overran. Cops are going to keep leaving. Good cops. I mean, again, we're at the highest retirement rate in the United States for police departments right now. And that doesn't include the ones that are just walking off the job. Look at Atlanta. Cops just walking off the job, man. They don't want to be a part of it anymore. And it's pretty good that some of them are walking off the job. But the good cops, man. What about the ones that want to help and actually do their job? And they're walking off. I think instead of defunding, they need to be held accountable. And, you know, the overall outlook of this situation is what I said in the first episode. We have allowed our government to back us into a corner and use fear tactic to make us live in fear of not having government. That's local, federal, the whole shebang. We the people have to take our country back. And it's not going to get any better until we do. It's going to get worse and worse the more we sit and take this. We have the Constitution to protect us. We need to start using it. We need to hold our government accountable. Period. That includes law enforcement. Law enforcement oversteps their boundaries every day. So does the government. And what do we do about it? Nothing. Because we're afraid. We've got to stand up. All right. That's going to do it for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if you would like to reach out to me, please feel free to. The email address is sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys and gals. And just a heads up, if you think the name is disrespectful, the sorry for not being sorry, it's just a sarcastic joke. I mean, take it easy. It's just a stupid name. So, anyway, hit me up. sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. Eventually, I'll probably get like a Facebook page going or something like that. But, I mean, this is brand new. So, give me some time. I'll get some social media running. Until next time, I hope you all are well. Talk to you soon.